CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. Scripted read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the actual bulletin itself on the RSGB's own website and also at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, it's Sunday the 6th of May 2018. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. NHS amateur radio call sign launches. Tim Duffy, KE3LR, to speak at the RSGB convention and get a special call sign letter for the royal wedding. GB1 NHS is the new National Health Service amateur radio station. The RSGB's National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park is hosting the launch event on Tuesday the 8th of May. National Radio Centre coordinator Martin Baker, G0GMB, will make the initial transmitter using the call sign at 10:45 a.m. and the event will run to 2 p.m. The launch is part of the NHS NPJ Paralysis Campaign, a 70-day mission to get patients up, dressed and moving whilst in hospital. The long-term aim of the station is to promote through the medium of amateur radio NHS initiatives that lead to patients receiving excellent care, faster recovery and living longer, healthier lives. For further information, see www.gb1nhs.net. The RSGB is delighted to announce that Tim Duffy, K3LR, has agreed to be the keynote and after-dinner speaker at the 2018 convention in October. Tim is amongst the leaders, if not the leader, in the field of amateur radio contesting. He'll be talking about his contest station, but also, as he puts it, focusing on keeping ham radio fun and alive. Bookings for the RSGB convention are now open. Visit the RSGB website for more information to book your tickets. You'll find details at rsgb.org/convention. UK radio amateurs wishing to celebrate the royal wedding can apply for a notice of variation to do so. The RSGB has agreed with Ofcom and an NOV to authorise the temporary use of the regional secondary locator R after the United Kingdom call sign prefix. So M1ACB could use MR1ACB, 2E1GKR could use 2R1GKR, and GW1MFG could use GR1MFG. Note that the celebratory letter R replaces the usual regional secondary letter, locator. Exact details are given in the NOV documentation. You must apply for the notice of variation before using the R, and it will only be valid between the 19th and 21st of May. To apply for the Royal Wedding Regional Secretary Locator Notice of Variation, visit the RSGB webpage. That's rsgb.org/RWRSI. The NOV is free and open to all UK licensees. Also, to celebrate the royal wedding, Ofcom has issued the unique special event call sign GR9RW to the Cray Valley Radio Society. It will be in operation between the 19th and 23rd of May, and this is believed to be the first time that the GR9 series has officially been activated in the UK. GR9RW will primarily use SSB and CW on its two HF stations, plus FM on the VHF-UHF station. A very special QSL card will be sent on request, and cards can also be requested via OQRS. Further information, see the Cray Valley Radio Society website, www.cvrs.org. In a landmark step, the Irish regulator Comreg has agreed to amateur access on a secondary basis to an extensive amount of VHF spectrum, including 30 to 49 megahertz and 54 to 69.9 megahertz. In addition, their existing 4-metre band has been widened to the full 69.9 to 70.5 megs CEPT range. So it's expected that this will facilitate a number of innovative developments, including digital amateur radio television and new or realigned VHF propagation beacons. The RSGB congratulates its IRTS colleagues on their success, which dates back to 2016 consultation input. The FIFA World Cup Marathon is being organised by the Russian National Radio Society. Over 20 FIFA nations will be active between the 1st of June and the 15th of July. UK nations will be participating with three different special event call signs. GB18FWC will be on the air from the RSGB National Radio Centre on the 4th and 20th of June, and also the 12th of July. On the 13th to the 15th of July, it will be hosted by the HF Contest Committee Chairman, MB18 FIFA will be hosted by the Aberystwyth Radio Club on the 12th of June and by the Dundee Radio Club on the 10th, 13th and 14th of July. The Russian publicity also shows GB18 FIFA will be on the air from Scotland from the 30th of June to the 15th of July, and the same call may also be active from Northern Ireland from the 1st to the 28th of June. GB18 FIFA has not been organised by the RSGB. Further details about the World Cup marathon will be published soon on the RSGB's FIFA World Cup event webpage, rsgb.org/FWC. There will not be a news broadcast from Germany today because both newsreaders are unavailable. Now for details of runners and events in the coming weeks. Today the 6th, the Thorpe Camp Hamfest, formerly known as the Dambusters Hamfest, takes place at Thorpe Camp Visitor Centre, Tattershall, Thorpe in Lincoln, LN4, 4PW. Details on the Thorpe Camp website, http://thorpecamp.org, that's Thorpe with an E on the end. Or you can contact Anthony on 0795 665 4481. Also today, the Southern Electronics and Radio Fair, or Eastbourne Rally, takes place at Eastbourne Sports Park, Cross Levels Way, Eastbourne, East Sussex. BN212UF, access is straightforward with transport via buses from Sussex Downs College on Cross Levels Way and King's Drive, and by rail to Hampden Park Station, a 10-minute walk from the centre. The main hall is for dealers, traders and clubs, and there's an outside car boot and tabletop sale. The track area is reserved for catering, camping and caravanning. Further details, www.serf.org.uk. Bank Holiday Monday sees the Dartmoor Radio Rally at Tavistock College, Crowndale Road, Tavistock, PL198DD. There's ample free parking and doors open at 10:30 or 10:15 for disabled visitors. Under 14s are free when accompanied by an adult. There'll be trade and club stands, the usual bring and buy, plus on-site catering. Details from Viv Watson, G7AWG, 0175 282 3427, or email vivwatsondrc, all one word, at aol.com. Next Sunday, the 13th, the Lough Erne Amateur Radio Rally takes place at Share Centre, Linniskea, County Fermanagh, BT920EQ. Access is in Northern Ireland is from the M1, A5 and A4, or via the M/N3 from the Republic of Ireland. Doors open 11:30 a.m. Details from David, GI4VHO, on 07842 910076, or online at www.learc.eu. To get your rally information into GB2RS News, Radcom or the website, email details as early as possible, please, to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now, the DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. Depressed summer propagation is on the way, so de-expedition activity is on the wane, but there are still operations to chase. REOH3KAV will be active with OH0KA from the Åland Islands, IOTA EU002. From the 6th to the 11th of May, he plans to focus on CWFT8 operation on 5 megs. Col, MM0NDX, Max, IK8LOV and Bjorn, ON9CFG will be active from Buyukada Island off the coast of Turkey, IOTA AS201. From the 7th to the 11th of May, they'll be operating on 80 metres and 2 metres, TC0AX. Jim, KM7R, will be active as EE51KMR from Rarotonga Island, OC013, in the South Cook Islands from the 8th to the 11th of May. He'll be operating mostly SSB from E51JD's station. A team of Belgian operators will be active as GB9OSA from the Isle of Wight, EU120, from the 8th to the 13th of May. They'll be operating two stations, mostly SSB and digital, on 160 to 6 metres. Johannes DF5AU will be active as P4 stroke call sign from Aruba, SA036, from the 8th to the 13th of May. A group of operators from Réunion Island will be visiting Rodriguez Island, AFO-17, active as 3B9RUN. From the 11th to the 16th of May, they'll be operating SSB and FT-8, 80 to 10 metres. Gerard, HR5/F2JD in Honduras will be going QRT on the 10th of May, so be quick if you need this one. And last but not least, Chris, VK3QB, Renton, VK3YB and Luke, VK3HJ will be active as VK9LI from Lord Howe Island, OC004, from the 11th to the 18th of May. They'll be operating CWSSB and FT8 on 160 to 17 metres. Now for special event news. May is RNLI SOS week months, and many stations will be on there for part or all of the month from RNLI related locations, such as lifeboat stations up and down the country. Details of all the registered stations can be found at www.sosradioweek.org.uk, and there are a variety of free awards available for working or even just hearing the registered stations. Next weekend is Mills on the Air. There'll be many stations, special event stations on the air for this popular event. The May Radcom included a long list of participating stations. Some didn't make that list, including GB1DW at Draper's Mill, Margate, run by Hilderston Radio and Electronics Club. Huntingdonshire Amateur Radio Society is running GB2DWN at Dulow Windmill, St Neots, and GB2WTM at Woodbridge Tide Mill, operated by members of Felixstowe District Amateur Radio Society. A brand new event, Pubs and Clubs on the Air, or Pacota, takes place next weekend, the 12th and 13th. There's a list of confirmed stations at www.g6tw.org.uk/Pacota, that's P-A-C-O-T-A, and for further information, hints or tips, email pacota@g6tw.org.uk. Finally, whilst on the subject of special events, we're pleased to learn that the Royal Hospital Chelsea, home of the Chelsea Pensioners, has been granted the permanent special event call sign GB4CP. Great Britain 4 Chelsea Pensioners went live on the 2nd of May. The Chelsea Pensioners will be on the air as often as possible as soon as some initial shack and aerial issues have been ironed out and a special QSL card is being developed. To find out more about the Chelsea Pensioners, all of whom are British Army veterans, visit www.chelsea-pensioners.co.uk. Now for contest news, the ARI International DX contest ends its 24-hour run today, the 6th, at 1200 UTC using CW Phone RTTY on the 3.5 to 28 megs contest band. Signal report serial number forms the basic exchange, with Italian station also sending their province code. Also ending his 24-hour run today at 1400 UTC is the 432 megs to 248 gigs trophy. Using all modes on the 432 megs to 248 gigs bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Today, the UK Micro G low band contest runs from 0800 UTC to 1400 UTC using all modes on the 1.3 to 3.4 gigs bands. The exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. And also today, the IRTS 40 meter counties contest runs from 1200 UTC to 1400 UTC using SSB and CW on 7 megs. The exchange of signal report and serial number, with EI and GI stations also sending their county. On Monday, the 80 meter club championship takes place from 1900 UTC to 2030 UTC. SSB only on the 3.5 megs band, signal report and serial number form the exchange. Tuesday is busy on 77s with the 432 megs FMAC running from 1800 UTC to 1900 FM only. It's immediately followed from 1900 UTC to 2130 by the 432 megs UKAC, which uses all modes on the band. The exchange of both events is the same signal report, serial number and locator. Thursday is similarly busy, down on 6 metres. At 1800 UTC, the 50 megs FMAC kicks off using FM only until 1900 UTC, then it's 50 megs UKAC from 1900 UTC to 2130 OUC. I wonder if that should be QTC. It says OUC. Using all modes. Again, the exchange for both is signal report, serial number and locator. Next Sunday, the RSGB 70 meg CW contest takes place from 0900 UTC to 1200 UTC. Using CW only on the 4-meter band, the exchange's signal report serial number and postcode, this is a VHF CW championship event. Finally, for next weekend, the Worked All Britain 40-meter phone contest runs from 1000 UTC to 1400 on the 7 megs band using SSB only. Participants should exchange signal report serial number and their WAB area. Now for the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYAG3YLA and G4BAO. The sun remained spotless last week, with the latest projections placing sunspot minimum sometime around mid-2019. NOAA Space Weather Prediction Center says solar cycle 24 is declining more quickly than originally forecast, but expect the current solar conditions to last for at least another 12 to 18 months. On the brighter side, quieter magnetic conditions this week helped counter the low solar flux to provide the odd surprise. There has been F2 layer 20 meter propagation to the USA reported in the afternoons, but it was accompanied by rapid fading due to the maximum unusable frequency just skirting 14 megs at times. There were other highlights last week. We are starting to see sporadic e-making an appearance. The FT8 frequency of 28.074 megs has shown some activity at times, and special event station OE100 WMA in Austria made a brief appearance on 10 meter CW on Wednesday morning. The good news is that sporadic E should strengthen as the weeks go on, so do monitor the higher HF bands. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will remain around 68, so F2 propagation will favour the lower bands, plus 20 and occasionally 17 metres. The lowest solar flux index got down to during the last solar minimum was 65. That was in 2007 and 2008. Another coronal hole became Earth facing on Thursday, so we may expect unsettled geomagnetic conditions from Saturday the 5th of May. Its extended elongated shape means these could last until Tuesday or Wednesday, with a maximum K-index of 5. After a positive initial positive phase, we may expect subdued maximum usable frequencies, poor HF conditions and noisy bands as the geomagnetic storm develops. Thursday the 10th, right through to Saturday the 12th of May, look to be more settled and may offer the best opportunities for DX. VHF and up. After some wet weather recently, we have high pressure making a welcome return. This will be centred over Biscay across to southern Scandinavia as an elongated ridge. This should give many areas a chance of troppo, probably favouring paths to the southwest and south across Biscay to Spain, but there may also be some options to the east, although not as solid. The ridge should last for much of next week, so there's plenty of time. As mentioned earlier, the sporadic E season has started for FT8 and is putting in the odd appearance for CW and SSB. Since the present set of openings have tended to be associated with the location of jet streams in the upper atmosphere, it makes sense to see what the charts offer for next week. Sadly, there's a marked lack of jet stream activity in the nearby region of Europe, which we may need for sporadic E paths from the UK. Indeed, it may be a thin week unless one of the other possible weather triggers a strong ridge pattern. It's enough to do the trick, but it's not often something we see early in the season. Check the beacons and clusters for band reports and the sporadic E blog on propquest.co.uk, which may give some useful pointers. For meteor scatter operators, the ETA Aquarid shower peaked before dawn today, but the shower really favours the southern hemisphere. The smaller ETA Lyrids peak on Wednesday. The moon reached minimum declination and apogee today. Declination only goes positive next Saturday, so EME windows will be short but lengthening, and losses will fall as the week progresses. And that's it from the propagation team this week, but keep listening, because this week we've been able to include local news, hopefully restoring normal service. That won't apply to this bulletin, of course. So it's all from them. Until next week, and it's all from me.